Audio.
Those are on. I double checked. Audio check.
Cody, did you fucking just crack the...
Did you just jump line, man?
Oops.
You just jump in so line, long. Bro?
Oh, my God. We haven't done this in
3 weeks.
What are we gonna... Oh, yeah. Ready? Right.
Oh, that was good.
Now I have two white claws.
Say hi to Eli. It's racially ambiguous and batty. That guy's fucking ridiculous and donut. That's harder to rhyme, but he's a really nice guy. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the Unsubscribe podcast. Make sure wherever you're listening or watching, whether it's on YouTube, Castro, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, Podbean, Stitcher, or... That's all of them. Please leave a comment, like it, thumbs up it, give it a rating of 5 stars, whatever you can do. It helps the podcast out immensely. And Donut and Eli will be very happy if you do that. And we want to make Donut and Eli happy today.
Yeah, for 5 stars on everything and a comment if there is possible, because we need to be at the top. Donut, say something motivating. Oh, wait, you got to do that. What? Well, I was going to be nice to you today.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You have said
this episode is called "We Love Batty." Did you hear that? I said his fucking name.
I mean, that's not my name. My name's Kyle.
I'm not saying that name. Fuck that name.
Oh man. Hi everyone. Unsubscribe podcast here. I'm joined today by Batty Streams, Eli Double Fap, and no one else. No guests. It's episode 49.
49.
Holy shit, it's 49.
It's 49.
We got options for 50. We got. Demo,
Goldberg.
We got Goldberg.
Oh, Goldberg would be a great
fuck demo.
50, dude.
Fuck, yeah, fuck, he's
demo.
Dumb.
Fuck you, Demo.
Fuck you, Demo. You kind person.
you kind human.
Absolutely very nice,
wonderful.
Man.
Strong, beautiful.
Can we just give a shout out to Batty, looking all beautiful?
Man,
also, he won a contest. We've been gone because we haven't podcasted in a while.
It's been like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we did like 4 episodes in 1 week, and we've just been using those.
Yeah. That's called working hard.
It was good because you were gone. I was sick as fuck.
That was going for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you were gone too. You were with Brandon. That's right.
You almost died like twice. You had like back to back.
Dude, I was sick. It was rough.
Which is okay, Batty. Your immune system doesn't define the character you are, which is strong and beautiful, and we love you for it.
Why does this feel
Can
worse?
I get a one in chat for dim comments for our boy Batty? Just if you love Batty, let's get a one in comments, because he is a strong, beautiful, redheaded man, and we love him here at Unsubscribe. Can I get a Batty in the comment section? You got anything nice to say about?
Tell us how much you love Batty in the comments.
This is going to be a rough comment.
How good looking he is, how hardworking he is. How insanely loud he can scream.
I am a screamer. It's true.
He's a screamer.
That should have been your superpower.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Just being loud.
People just explode. But you can't direct it. Everyone around you just explodes.
Just dies. Yeah.
Batty. That's his normal volume.
It's like you can't talk to anyone. You're just like, oh my.
You want to whisper awkwardly in their ears. Like, hey guys.
Oh man.
What are you doing?
Hey, yeah, dude, I missed you guys.
Being sick is good though. I lost like 15 pounds while being sick. So
that's dehydration.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. And it was all through my sweat. I just sweat like I can't describe how much I was sweating. It was terrifying.
Nice. Cold sweats are always great.
The best ones. Also, we need more y'all mother. We have like
what?
I think it's like 40% of the people that watch the goddamn podcast don't subscribe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You to have fuck. To subscribe. Wait, it's subscribe you, to unsubscribe. Unsubscribe.
But in order to unsubscribe, you have to subscribe to unsubscribe. So click that button once and forget about it. And then the bell. What's the bell do?
Notification bell. Hit that notification bell so you know when an episode drops.
The Taco Bell sound. Boom.
I just like you're like, hmm?
No, what happens is the YouTube algorithm knows that my voice is in this podcast and fuck us.
You're the downfall of
it. You don't talk.
I know, exactly.
Holy
See, I'm doing
shit.
It. I'm doing the podcast a favor by not speaking. No, my last 26, my last 20. Hey, what's up, Mr. Beast there?
My you last just ignored casual flex.
No, I like more you ignored.
No, it's his producer, it's Mr. Beast's producer. So I'm guessing this is probably a good phone call, but I'll call him back.
Yeah.
Podcast is so much more
That's
boring.
How much he loves you all.
He doesn't.
I don't feel the same way.
Dude, Brandon and I went and helped. We can't say what it was, but Brandon and I went up and we helped Mr. Beast with a video, and it was really cool. But I can't talk about it at all.
We can show it with these images.
With these videos that I... That
Fluck just put up random shit that has nothing to do with anything, and we'll just porn. Fluck gets his canceled. It just puts up dudes fucking. It's like, Christ. Oh, Brandon and Cody help with that.
It's a wonderful transition to cum.
Yeah, guys,
dudes fucking
there checking out our Nux product. Cum.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let's go back to how awesome Batty is. You won.
Yes.
Got a flavor?
Bro, so I've been doing this G Fuel competition. It was the entire month of March with 64 creators. And it started with like sales, and that was a couple weeks. Then it was all about creating content. Like, who can make the best... Why you air quote? Why you gotta...
Because all they gave a shit. G Fuel, I know your fucking game. I'm a businessman. All you wanted is sales at the end of the day. Batty could have shit on a fucking G Fuel. Homeboy was selling a lot of product, and you would have won.
Yeah, talk shit about his new sponsor.
I mean, G Fuel...
Cool, you're right. My content didn't matter at all. It wasn't good or anything.
Batty, you did really good content.
Because it was really good. It was, what, 5 rounds?
It was a lot of rounds. Yeah, 5 rounds of content with 2 rounds of sales. The first round was like create some GIFs and a video, and that's what I did. The Gamer Boy bathwater, right, which turned out to be the actual final challenge for it, where I had to create my own flavor and a commercial selling it.
So you already did two. You did.
I had already done it, but I did another because that one was a joke. I don't actually want G Fuel to create a flavor called Gamer Boy bathwater.
Why?
I do.
That is
because I'm actually gonna sell Gamer Boy bathwater, and I don't really want to deal with them stealing my idea. Yeah.
I just picture actually being that flavor.
What would that taste like? Like sweat and disappointment?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this like 3 Tinder dates in? Is this like you showered? Because there's a big discrepancy in this flavor.
I have never been on 3 Tinder dates
in one
day.
Tastes like pennies.
Oh, it tastes like pennies regret.
Bro, oh my God. So yeah, we won it. I created a flavor called Volume Warning, which was super cool because that's been like the title of my stream for 3 years. I've always just said Volume Warning because I'm loud as fuck. And we created a video for it. I had like a drone out here doing circles and shit. We had Danny Warsnop come over, lead singer Basket Alexandria, to take photos of me to make me look like a rock star for the actual tub to put on it. And we absolutely annihilated the entire thing. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now they're not doing a full brand new flavor. They're taking an older flavor and they're going to reskin it. They're letting me just pick whatever I want. And they're going to reskin it. And it's going to now be a Volume Warning Batty themed G Fuel flavor.
That's awesome.
With my own like shaker cups.
Congrats. Our boy did it. He was the uwu video you made where you turned.
Oh, it was so
that was
good.
The only one I was like, Garrett, I didn't come up with this and I'm actually mad.
I'm so mad at how little effort that took too. Like I nailed that on the first, like the transition, everything, first try. I just nailed it. And I was so mad.
It's a TikTok video.
That's how I'm like, the hardest part was me learning what to say in the intro. It's like, oh, I don't talk in an uwu voice. What did you expect me to do? Like getting that right and lip synced took me 3 tries. And then I did the fucking, I accidentally did the transition perfectly, and I was like, ooh, and it just worked. I was like, this is bullshit. That was 10 minutes.
Is that on TikTok?
Yeah.
And Instagram. Okay,
hold on. Fluck, throw it up real quick.
Oh, God,
right here.
My dad watches this. Don't.
Perfect.
No, stop.
Maddie's dad, be proud.
My dad.
I don't know how to TikTok, guys.
I don't either. It's the most complicated program.
They just added stories to it, too, for some fucking reason.
Yeah, TikTok has stories now. It's really weird.
They're trying to compete with each other.
It's just Instagram and TikTok going, yeah, oh, yeah, that's the...
Sorry, I don't talk in a woo-woo voice. I don't know what you expected me to do.
God, I hate it. Love it. The only time I got jealous.
God, I'm hard.
When I see good content,
I hate it. I'm like, how good it came out.
My friends are creative.
So yeah, we won that. I have no idea what the timeline is when everything's happening. I also want like a massive like 4-foot neon G Fuel sign.
How much money
they
paying you?
Cash too, didn't they?
Yeah, I won $1,000 for that plus commission. So that was pretty.
Fuck yeah!
Hell yeah, baddie.
Dude, you did it, Batty. Guys, again, 1 in the comments below. Show a boy love. 1 if you're proud of Batty.
It's just going to be a bunch of ones, you know?
I had something else I did. I did something else really cool. I don't remember what.
I did pretty gangster. No, but before we talk about my gangster stuff,
let's talk about nerd stuff. First off, Donut, what's the word of the day?
Come.
Thank you. That's
I knew that one. What's that bell thing on that platform you've been making a living off of for 6 years?
Ding!
You come on the ding. We train you terribly.
Every time you guys hit that notification bell, Donut comes.
Yeah. And we're going to bottle that up and sell it on our website.
Well, camera boys.
You can pick it up at Bunker Branding. Oh, Donuts come. Just a jar of goop.
It's called Gamer Boys Freshwater Jellyfish.
You're going to need to drink a little bit more. You got to make some more cum, sir.
Oh, God.
Donuts hydrating.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. I can't come home for a couple days. I'm making something for the boys.
For the boys. God, I love our gaming podcast.
Oh, man.
But we are going to talk about...
Are we?
Gaming?
Halo.
Halo.
The show. The fucking...
Okay, wait. Wait.
First off, Ricky likes it. Ricky, I'll punch you in your face.
I like it.
Ricky Berwick likes it, too.
I like it.
I haven't watched it, so you guys...
What episode are you on?
I'm like 4 in. There's some things I really don't like, but there's some things I really,
okay,
really like.
Here, I'm going to... This is... Batty, you're still a wonderful human today.
Eli says, delete those ones in chat.
No! I'm holding on to it. Keep the ones!
They replaced Master Chief's voice.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a shit about that.
Okay, that seems to be everybody's fucking big gripe with it.
I don't give a fuck about that.
See, but you're different. You're on the spectrum when it comes to fucking filming.
Filming, and then I know the entire story.
I do too, and it's very different. And it's very weird.
Your boy Master Chief. Oh, okay, Donut. He, like, homeboy walks around with his fucking helmet off. The books.
You can't do that.
They do.
In the books, they don't.
Early on, they do.
No.
They do.
Only around each other. That is the only time.
Okay, yes.
And it was only Spartans. These pirates are like willy-nilly, like, civilians, let me eat that off and walk around. And then fucking homeboy fucking deserting. Never fucking happened.
Sobel, right?
Sobel. No. And they're all fucking like, they're my height. You got 5'8", 5'9" Spartans walking around. I was like,
yeah,
this is
like
the dumb. Yeah, in armor, they're 7'2". Your standard Spartan is 6'10 to 7 foot tall.
Well, they're like genetically modified, right?
Yeah, they're fucking giant. And then you have like dudes that are just like me. They're like, I'm a Spartan. It's like, no, Eli, you're not. You're Mexican. You're not genetically modified. If they genetically modified me to be 5'9", I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what was I before this? Was I fucking wee man? And then this is my final form? This sucks dick. So I guess I'm like, why are they so short? Why the fuck are they taking their helmets off all the goddamn time? Because in the story, like, that is their... They always wear. All the females had short hair. Like, everyone... They were shaved. They were clean shaven for the suit itself. It's just all these little things.
Too? Weren't all the guys?
Yeah, for the most part, like everyone shaved, pale. They look like child. They don't have wrinkles or shit because they're never exposed to the sun because they don't take their fucking helmets off. This is like they're like, oh, hey man, what's up? Every chance he gets, he has to show his face, which I get pissed for because you have Mandalorian. How many times did Mando take his helmet off?
They cited Mandalorian as the reason they let them take their... I read a whole thing about why they were taking their helmets off, and they're like, well, they did it in Mandalorian.
One time.
At the end of the fucking second season?
First.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because was it when...
It was with Boston.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Space
Boston. He had to take it off to help him.
Yeah, and it was like right at the very fucking end. And you're like, this is like episode one. He's like, civilian. Hi, my name is Master Chief. I'm like, okay, I can live with this. I don't hate. I did tell Savannah, I was like, first off, the one job I would have took, if they were like, Eli, you get to play Master Chief, I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me some apple boxes, I'm gonna make this work. Those make you taller. Those make you taller on
we
set. Yeah, we're gonna hire 5'4" people. Eli's gonna look huge.
Force
perspective the entire show. I got this all day long. But the second that script would have been like, you take your helmet off on episode one, I'd be like, your boy's gonna put a pause on this. Maybe let's not ever show my face, because I'm gonna be the most hated person on the internet the second I show my stupid face as Master Chief.
I like how he's playing Master Chief. I can't remember his name. It's the guy from 13 Hours, the Benghazi movie. It's one of the
he's a good actor.
He is. I like him as Master Chief. I really do, because I feel like we can't hold on to John 117's voice forever.
I don't give a shit like about 70. John. But I've read all the, like, what's the hardest part is I've read every fucking book. So yeah. I'm like deep in the lore of how the Spartans work together. Like the other Spartans, like them communicating, I was like, okay, this is more like, this is good. There was never a deserter Spartan at that point in the program. Like they would not have let that dude go. So when you're a Spartan, you are the Genghis Khan of your era. Like, these kids, they made 100 Spartans, mm-hmm. all of them. And that was out of all the billions of people that lived in the galaxy.
Yeah.
There was only 100 people that met the genetic code in order to be a Spartan too. So this is literally the Genghis Khans, the rulers of those eras. That's that genetic code. They would say that's like, this is the Spartan genetic. So that's why they got those people. And you want to have homeboy just like leaving. He's like, bro, I got a fucking deuces. It will never happen. Cause those guys, like those facilities were. And then he left with a Spartan outfit. I wasn't sure on that. Like the Mjolnir armor. I was like, did he have the Mjolnir armor? Is he just wearing the fucking,
the undersuit or like some like parts of it or something?
Remember he had Mjolnir armor when he was like leaving. And he was like, I got shot up. It's like, bitch, you were wearing Mjolnir.
Like, oh, no, he had his arm, like, he had it, like, replace his entire arm, right? Isn't that
but that
did?
One, yeah, that weird Dr. Halsey dude.
Yeah.
Dr. Halsey's young, actually. She's actually young in this, which is weird, because she knew John when John was 5, and he flipped the coin. That's why she chose. John is based off of luck, everyone.
I thought Halsey was kind of young in the initial Spartan stages, back with Reach, wasn't
but
she?
Even if she was 20 when she seen John at 5, math. So John at 5, if she was 20, then John is at, let's say John is, how old does John look in the new series? Like right now, your boy's
early 30s.
So Halsey at minimum is 50.
Shut up, Eli. Stop. Just stop. You're ruining everything.
I will shit on this thing. And then the fucking Covenant have a human daughter.
Okay, yeah, that's really dumb.
Did you know that?
It's not a real thing.
Yeah, the Covenant have a human daughter.
But they're aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about humans. They hate humans because you know why? Because the Forerunners. Like, we're the people that they, like, we were the chosen ones. Humans are the chosen ones in the fucking world of Halo. They hate us. They're not like, hey, come on, daughter. Let's go. You can be with the three main ones. Pain.
The prophets.
Yeah, the three prophets.
The prophets, right?
Yeah. There's three of them. I forget their names. Like Pain, Envy, and Smartness or whatever.
Yeah, Smartness was one of them, definitely. That was Smartness. Smartness was the third.
Mm-hmm. Henry Cavill would have never let any of this happen.
No. Oh, my God. Did you see his last post on Instagram?
No.
He's painting fucking 40K Warhammer figures. He was showing off his little fucking... I was like, I want to marry this man and suck his dick.
Yeah, he was on a Warhammer YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
How big was this Warhammer YouTube channel?
I think it wasn't a huge one.
Okay, so what you're saying is there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Guys, we need to learn everything we can about 40K right now.
Oh, bro, the second he's like, I'm coming down to Batty's very nice house.
We'll have a studio by then.
No, we're going to come here to this house. He has to drive up that road.
It's going to be in my house.
I just hope he texts us. He's like, hey, can I stay at one of your houses?
Patty's.
I'd be like, you can sleep in my bed with me. It's okay.
I'd be like, got you, bro.
Savannah, get the fuck out. Leave whore.
Here, Henry, you can sleep in my bed.
It's next to me.
Yes.
Can we all? Hey. Just like,
That would be the thumbnail be for the end. Picture. That's the thumbnail. It's just all of us laying next to him.
It's like, Henry, this is for a thumbnail. You got it, bro. You got to do it.
Bro, if he's going to like YouTube channels and doing Warhammer 40K, there might be a chance.
Bro, dude, look at his Henry Cavill. Fuck, put it up. Also, big shout out to Fluck for editing it. This amazing stuff. Fluck, you're fucking talented, bro.
Okay, let's talk about Henry Cavill more and not Fluck.
Okay, fuck you, Fluck. We'll pull up the Fluck. Pull up the Fluck figure. The Henry Cavill. I just love
24,000 subscribers.
We got, okay, so for the next three episodes, we're a Warhammer podcast, guys. Okay?
That's
we
his are, mate. That's what he posted on his. Is he's showing off his 40K figure.
2.5 million views.
Henry Cavill, everyone go on Henry Cavill's last post and just start commenting fucking unsubscribe on his little
podcast.
War.
Podcast.
Unsubscribe podcast.
So he's not like, yeah, so why he doesn't think people are being dicks to him.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be rude. Don't be mean.
Unsubscribe and straight. He's like, why?
Imagine if we just all paint together. Oh my God.
Instead of doing a challenge, we can just paint after.
Oh, we'll ask questions while we just fucking paint.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm bricked up right now.
Okay. We can do this. We can do this.
We can make this happen with our power combined.
We need to order 40K right now.
Yeah. Big H, we got you.
I know some 40K. I need to learn more. I'll read the books.
Who do we have that does 40K?
Oh, I'll read fucking all the books and give me 2 weeks. Autistic superpowers. Go. I'm like, I have all the knowledge now. All of it. And I'll watch YouTube videos on it. I'll be good. I got this shit. I'll talk the lingo when he gets here. God,
what if he teaches us about 40K?
He probably could. Seems pretty into it.
Oh my God.
Dude, I just like he's like the most jack good looking dude who's like, I'm going to go home and paint figures. I don't know why he sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage. It'd be an easy one. It'd just be fucking great. Speaking of Halo, I jumped out of airplanes.
That's cool. I haven't heard about this yet.
Not at all.
No, nothing about you jumping out of airplanes. Can I ask a question first, though?
Yeah.
Why? Why were you guys doing that?
Actually, for a fucking dope-ass reason. We had Clint and Jonathan come out.
Yep, okay.
Our double amputees. Both of them fucking military. They blew off both their legs because they were bad at their job. IEDs.
Fucking nerds.
Aren't they a bitch?
Dev grew. We went to pussies.
Yeah, fucking pussies. Clint hasn't jumped, period, since his injury like 3 years ago. So injury, he was on his last mission, I think.
Know. Yeah, yeah, it was like end of...
I didn't know that. That's
Literally last mission. Fucking
trial on Instagram.
Yeah. Amazing, homie.
I said Devgar. He was Delta, wasn't he? Or he did some shit like that?
He was other stuff I will talk about offline.
Okay. He did cool things.
Yeah, he did very, very cool. He will kill us.
Clint's going to kill us.
No, we're canceled.
Not me. I'm Prince. Sorry, guys. I love you.
Memorial Murray.
Like Clint killed my friends. This money's so nice. But no, so fucking Clint's BRCC flew out Clint's team also, so they all got to jump together for the first time Clint's been hurt. So it was a fucking phenomenal mission statement, mission behind itself of why it wasn't just like BRCC boys are just fucking off. It was like, hey, let's get fucking good ass content. BRCC boys did fuck off, but there was a mission behind it. And seeing like, it was the most emotional jump watching Clint get back into the wind tunnel. He's never been in the wind tunnel since his injury. So he's double amputee, above knee and below knee. Flying, dude, watching that, if you want to feel like a bag of shit, fucking not fly. I've never flown in a wind tunnel before, so Sunday I like hop in, I'm fucking like
it's like
a can just shaking up, and I'm like and then you see Clint and fucking Jonathan get in, like I was like, first off, they're cheating because they don't got legs. Okay, it's less shit to move, and this is
legs
why
are bullshit. Yeah,
they're shaped like airplanes.
Come on. This is unfair. Shaped like handicap airplanes.
There's no wiggle.
What airplane? It's like a Boeing, and you cut it at the end, and you're like, it's shaped like an airplane.
Okay, look, there's nothing to flail around. Okay,
don't flail your legs.
Well, even when you're doing it.
I wish they could flail their legs.
Shaped like... Is there new merch? Shaped like an airplane.
Our new merch is going to be a double amputee. And it's going to just say shaped like airplanes. That's it. There it is. It's going to be some dude like, falling through the just falling. God.
Yeah, all right, Clint, you're going to be on our next shirt. I love Clint.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. But you watch them fly in the fucking wind tunnel and all that, and you're like, holy shit. They're like, you can tell they've done it a lot. A lot. Especially Clint. Clint, that's old work.
Yeah.
A lot of Halo shit. So
that's fucking wild.
They got out, and then watching them jump, and then I remember Clint's first jump. He was like, he waited. He could have jumped with us. He's like, no, I'm waiting for my team. Team came in. They all got there, fucking flew up. We're like, hey, hard time 6:30. Got there at 6:30 in the morning. I know you guys haven't seen that.
Well, I mean, I do every day because I'm up that late every single day. I go to bed at 7.
The most wretched thing. Every day I was like, can we push that to the right, like to 10 a.m.? Like any other time.
10, 11. Yeah,
like 10, 11.
Brunch first, couple mimosas. Yeah,
yeah. Let's figure this out.
So, this is what we do, okay?
Yeah. And watching
our times are different.
And then watching him fly in and land, and he did a good landing. It was a little hard, but fucking flare, boom, nailed it. Then his buddy gave an amazing and emotional speech, which also, it was fucking funny as shit, but he was still like, you just get to see they haven't jumped with their buddy since he got injured. Last time they were, like, last time they see it, it was Clint's fucking legs were blown off. Hospital, they all hung out, they came there, they had the talks. I think I told you that story of Clint's Clint's story is fucking phenomenal. It's like Clint like woke up in the bed and he's with like two ex-wives and his now wife, and the his buddy's telling this story. He's like, yeah, I was the one that made the claw. It was emotional. Clint's like, ah, man, I was coming out of those drugs, my legs are gone, and I can open my eyes, I see my two ex-wives and my now wife all staring at him. He opens them. He's like, he's like, he's like, no, I don't want this.
No legs, you can't run away. Just
laughing. But it was super emotional. It was an amazing experience watching him be able to do that. The team was just fucking stoked. And we had steaks and everything after. Drank some booze after jumping a lot out of the airplane. And then, it was a fucking dope experience. And it's fucking terrifying. Jumping out of an airplane is dope. I've told you guys a million. Like, we're all doing iFly. I'm super stoked for it.
Yeah.
Jumping out of an airplane, if you haven't done it, go do a tandem just for the simple fact of that adrenaline dump is next level. Go to iFly if you can. Get in a wind tunnel. Try it out. It is the most freeing experience. You're going to be pissed off as shit because you think this is the easiest thing in the world. It ain't. Floating is hard as shit.
That's why we don't have wings.
Yeah.
Humans ain't meant to float.
You're just trying to figure out the body position. Mm-hmm. And then you're...
Can't wait for just our listeners that can't see this to hear that.
Right there.
Sounds like gay porn.
What is Eli doing? They are going to fuck Henry Cavill.
But it's so fucking dope.
Okay, I fly next weekend?
Yes.
Oh, wait, let's not do it on a weekend. It's going to be packed full of shit.
Weekday.
Shitty little kids.
It's not like we have normal jobs.
Yeah, let's say weekday.
Like then. Wednesday? And then we can talk about it next podcast.
Yeah, that'd be a good vlog, too.
We'll be here next week.
We can make
after
a game out of it and give money away for a video on my second channel.
Where I'm dressed like a wizard.
Yes.
I fly. I cast fly and I yeet it.
Will they let me put money in the wind tunnel?
This is bullshit.
You're like, flying, get your money.
He's like,
out the top into the fan.
Oh,
which I still don't know. That was the one thing I was trying to figure out, how those fucking fans work. Because I have no idea how that, like, you have to close it, sealed off system. Mm-hmm. So fans up top, but when they return the wind super low, there's no fans below you.
What?
And Matt was talking about that. I don't know. Like, I was looking down.
Does it suck you?
I don't know. That's why I was like,
well, then there wouldn't be wind underneath.
I know. I don't get it.
So there's got to be fans below you.
Dude, I was looking down. I was like, there's no giant fan below me. What the fuck?
There's got to be. There's no way. You can't just make There's got to be a fan.
Trust me, I was in this fucking quandrum while I was laying on the net looking down. I was like, where the fuck does this wind come from?
I don't know where the wind's coming from.
Where? Dude, flying your back, super difficult. Flying in general just sucks dick, but oh, it's so satisfying when you like, once it clicks, after day three,
I could just
barely float. I felt like a fucking superhero. But when you were jumping out of a plane and you're tracking, I told you guys, when you get comfortable and you can start flying and you jump out of the airplane by yourself and you track, and you're tracking is when you like head south or west or east, depending on your plane location, how you jump, you track which way, you'd never head towards the plane. You fucking fly. Like, you take off, you hear the wind flying by. You feel like a goddamn superhero. And then when you come out of an unstable, Evan was doing what I wanted to do in those last few videos where he was tracking and he would twist and he'd just go into a barrel and then stabilize. I was like, oh, that's what I wanted to do.
Why didn't you do it, Eli?
Because I fucking hurt myself.
How'd you hurt yourself, Eli?
After 16 jumps, got home and I knelt down and moved my backpack. I had to slip and I caught myself. And I did a mild tear on my quad because I'm old as fuck.
You bent over and hurt yourself.
Yeah. After 16 jumps.
I know, after 16 jumps. Jumping with the best people in the goddamn world. I go home and slip and I'm like, I'll be fine. And I did. I was like, I'll just take a bath. My shoulder was hurting. That's the only thing that ever irritated me. Hopped in the bath, Epsom salt bath. Never done one of those. Greatest thing in the god. Yeah. Bro.
I've never done that.
Yeah, bro. I used to do when I would get poison ivy all the time. Fucking
dude, if you baddie, you amazing. Have to try. Like, it sounds so stupid. Okay. I was like, this is the dumbest shit.
I got a big clawfoot tub that I've never used, well, except for go buy filled it with G Fuel. But
go buy Epsom salt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
it's pretty calming,
dude. Your muscles, like, and they don't know how
I don't
it works.
Use my muscles, so it's not a big deal.
I think, like, scientifically, they still don't understand how it works. Drink a lot of water because it does dehydrate you. Like, I was peeing syrup. I was like,
nice. Little rhabdo.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. But I was like, holy shit.
Oh my God, it's the first time she's on the podcast.
Oh my God, princess. Don't
she's calling me so good. It's okay. Yeah,
nice.
She's like, do not love me. It looks like
that. Everyone said hi to Princess Dumptruck. This is my cat. Dumpy. She's on the podcast.
With her little head. She's got the tiniest cat head I've ever seen.
And that big ass body. Just how bad he likes him.
Oh, what?
Small head and big butts. That's your kink, right?
Small head. So you're looking for at the bar, like the chick with the smallest head.
Oh, yeah, bitch, your head's so small.
Yeah, Batty walks around, puts his hat on her. It was like, ooh, bitch, that looks like a giant hat on you.
Something fucking weird, man. Goddamn.
But yeah, like fucking, we have to go jump out of planes. Fucking Batty, like small-headed girls. If you got a small head, hit up your
boy.
Stop
it. Batty. Stop, please. Stop.
I just picture.
I'm gonna throw up.
It's amazing. We have to do it. We have to tandem. We have to
my chest real good. Owie.
Nice.
Oh man. Yeah, we have to do it. We have to tandem. Everyone has to tandem. Everyone has to jump out of a fucking airplane once. Track.
I only want to do it once without a parachute.
That's called forever sleep pack.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to traumatize as many people as I possibly can when I go. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm going to find an intersection, like a school, I don't know, playground, and just fucking.
We were
lawn dart the fuck out myself.
Like, thank you for not being selfish like Eli. Eli was supposed to not pull the cord on one of them so we could sell all this awesome memorial merch or unsubscribe.
They already have it printed for next month.
Yeah, ready to go, man.
He fucked it up.
I will say that's the only terrifying part is I told you guys, the landing, the parachute, just in general, anything with the chute. Free falling, you're like, fuck yeah.
Falling's kind of, you're just falling.
Yeah. But then you're like, what if my chute doesn't open? And at first you're like, what if my chute's tangled? What if my chute does this? And it's all those fucking fears. It's like, my chute's going to fuck up. And naturally, the first time I pull my parachute, there's a tangle.
Jesus.
But you're like, oh, Tangle is fucking nothing. It's like Tangled four times. It's like four or six. And I was like,
was it just spin?
Yeah, you just pull apart and you kick your legs until you like, and then you unwind yourself. You have like 5 to 6 minutes before you hit the ground with that chute open. Chute still opens. You're just slightly tangled. You don't have no control.
Yeah.
So you just like kick, kick, kick. It slowly unwinds itself and you're like, ding, grab your cords. Mm-hmm. And then steer wherever you risers. There's the risers.
Like so bad, dude.
I like it. It's making my anxiety and go then, off right now. Thinking about I just pass out,
dude. It is absolutely. See, my fucking fear was that I was like, it's gonna be tangled, and the parachute's not gonna open, and I'm gonna have to cut away, and then I'm gonna cut away, but it's not gonna fucking cut away, and then my emergency suit's gonna go up with the second one, and it's gonna be a down plane, and I'm just gonna fucking eat shit in earth. None of that ever happens. Jesus. And then you land, and then they're like, okay, you just land at 30 miles an hour. I was showing the guys how landing is.
Yeah, you're flying. I didn't know you landed that fast.
It's terrifying.
Hey, look, put that clip up of Matt right here.
yeah, show Matt landing.
Somebody once told me.
And then you have a 12-foot window, which... If anyone stood on the side of an object and you're like, if you look down at one story,
you don't want to fall 12 feet.
No, but gauging it, it's super fucking hard. You like look down and you're like, man, I feel
it's
like
just I'm like three of you stacked on top of each other.
I know, four. And then you jump off. But my feet, you're like just basing off your feet coming down at 30 miles an hour. And you're like, am I at 12 feet? Yeah, I don't fucking know. Let's fucking see. Oh, I did it. I fucking walked away. Then it doesn't happen when you're like, oh, and they tell you like, oh, if you flare too early, you'll just plummet. You're like,
I'm going to what?
I don't want to. Like, so if you flare.
I don't like that word.
If you flare.
Plummets is not a good word.
No. 20 feet, you're going to go whoop. You got, because your parachute stalls after you. When you flare, your legs go out in front of you. Parachute just drops.
Like it doesn't slowly drop, but you just...
No, there's no slow drop. There it is. You have one brake option. There's only one brake. So you only have that one chance to flare. There's no... I get a second flare.
Oh, you don't get it. There's no...
Two flares.
What if you accidentally flare when you're like really high up? You just drop?
Oh, well, if you're high, then it's fine. You have... That's actually part of the course.
Like, you talked about doing that.
Yeah, you have to force...
Stall.
Stall, yeah. That's not fun.
Super fun.
Huh? You go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4,
and you're just
5. You hear it collapses and then it just goes. Yeah.
I want to do this so bad.
And then it opens back up and it goes. It will always open back up. Just like hard turns are the most terrifying thing, but it's my favorite thing. That's how you descend really fast.
You just start spinning like.
That's why I want.
Screw it or whatever.
Oh, it's.
I want to jump out of a plane so bad, dude. I've wanted to jump out of an airplane my entire life. I wanted to do airborne stuff when I was in. I couldn't. It just wasn't a thing for where we were. We could do air assault and like mountain warfare, but you just couldn't jump out of a goddamn plane. I know static line is very different from
free fall.
And I've never had a chance to like just go jump out of a fucking airplane. I want to so bad. I'm such an adrenaline fucking junkie for this shit. Oh. I love it. I fucking love it.
Cody needs to do it. Pull them risers. Pull them toggles. Feel life. Dude, that fucking just, when you hard turn. Oh, that's, I have two jumpers before me. I was always the first down. And you're talking, you have a 7-second gap between jumps. So, and it only takes 60 seconds before you fall from 13,000 to 5,000 feet. So it's a 60-second window, and then you pull your chute.
That's so fucking cool.
And I was still the first one down, because I'd be like, oh, I made it. Just hard talking. I'm like, yeah! Just all the way down. And people are like, Eli, stop. That is so terrifying. Because all the guys were like, bro, watching you in the fucking parachute. They were like, I pulled hard for a 3-6. I was like, nope, not doing that anymore. Because they do like 180, and you're like, whoa. Once I felt it, because you get enough G's where you're like... Like you feel all it's like the lights going out. You're like, oh, this is so fucking dope.
I want to do it so fucking bad. Dope.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're like, nah. Never again.
What would be your adrenaline drunk? Like, what's your dump?
Going plaid?
Yeah, the car's pretty dope. It almost hit a lady in the parking lot. She did turn really sharp, though. Yeah. We were playing around with the thing on the car where you can call it to you, the summon mode.
Yeah.
And so it backed out and it started coming to me, and this lady in this shitty little Honda just whips in and almost hits the fucking car while it's coming to us. And I had to, like, release it to make it, because you got to hold it down while it's coming to you. So this lady almost hit it. And then it just decided to stop right in the middle of the parking lot, not even on the right side or anything. And
it was just like, burr.
It was just, like, blocking everyone.
Imagine that lady being like, whoa, shit, a car. There's nobody fucking in there. It's just rolling by.
It was weird. Like, the second you hit it, it was like, it started backing out of the parking spot. I was like, he was actually fucking dope.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
And this girl's so walking by. I was like, car's driving itself. She's like, is that yours? Kiss.
I'm like, yeah, I'm his friend.
I was cracking up.
It's my friend's car.
Oh, man. No, I'll do a tandem. I don't know. Let me do the tandem first, and then I'll decide where I want to go from there. Because I don't like heights. I fucking fell off that shit in the Navy, and suddenly my body was like, hey, heights are bad. And you're going to get anxiety every time you're higher than like 3 stories.
That'll do that. Yeah.
Well, thankfully, you have no
control.
You're 13,000 stories. 13,000. Actually, you're
up there.
You're up there. So you have you just kind of walk at the edge. That's what we were saying. Jericho would just be like, day one was the greatest thing, because you see Jericho just like tiptoeing.
Who's
like
Jericho, real quick?
One of the BRCC guys. He's like, he's the new hire. He's the first sergeant in the 375 for Rangers. But he was so terrified walking up to the edge of the plane to get off. You just see him like tiptoeing, sliding to the side of it, like putting his hand, bracing himself. And the instructor's like, bro, you have to jump out anyways. What, are you going to slip? There was another fucking thing I wanted to talk about. Halo skydiving. Henry Cavill. Here, donut.
Oh, we did.
Yep.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Donut here. Have you heard of Out of Reg's water-based pomade? It's good for your hair. And they also make donut operator mustache and beard cream.
I'm so excited to put your cream in my beard and mustache. I cannot wait.
Yours is good. Yours is good. Batty, have you been using it at all?
That I use your the
shampoos
fucking,
and stuff.
No, not the body wash. Like religiously, it's so good. The sandalwood.
We're reworking that formula, so it's a body wash and cologne.
Mm.
That was my biggest thing. I was like, I want to combine. I don't want to put on cologne. I'd rather just like smell like a fucking really Greek god. No, I always forget. I'm like,
But the beard oil I do use, which is nice. I have some in my bathroom right now.
Adult Play-Doh.
I will say.
So it smells like it's like nice, really, really dope smelling Play-Doh.
I want to eat it. That is outofregs.com. Out of Regs. Flock, put up the link. Outofregs.com.
Thank you, Flock.
Regs with a G and a Z.com. And some of these actually go to the Green Beret Foundation. They do a bunch of dope shit.
Oh, yeah, veteran the owned. Green Beret one. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Veteran owned, veteran operated. Use discount code UNSUB to save percentages. I want to say 20. Just go order some, because it goes to a phenomenal cause.
It's 15.
15%. Yeah. Buy it. Use it. Look fucking good. That's all I use.
Looks good.
It's not a great example. My hair's shit right now. Don't hurt me. Okay. Have you beat Elden Ring yet?
I haven't beat it yet. I just started playing it again. I have these spurts where I get so pissed off at it.
I know, because you raid me after you rage quit.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck this fucking game. And then I'll raid Batty. And so I had a little spurt there where I was like, I don't want to play this anymore. But then I watched this Iron Pineapple, I think is his name.
His name's Iron Pineapple?
Yeah.
That is an amazing Twitch name.
Yeah, and he beat Elden Ring without causing damage himself. So he uses his summons to cause damage.
Bro, I hate every single person that does any kind of challenge on any kind of Souls game, Elden Ring. I hate that.
Dude, he beat it like that. He beat it as a level one character. He never leveled his character.
I'm so mad.
He does these ridiculous challenges, but he also, some of the bosses, he kills them with gravity. Like, just makes them fall off a cliff or something. And he beat Radahn, which is one of the hardest bosses in the game, And I saw him do it, and I did it. I was like, this is so cheating. Like, it's not, though. Like, hardcore Souls players say, like, this is part of the game. And so, basically, when you go into Radahn's place, you just cut it. You bait him out, and then he starts following you.
You kite him a little bit.
Yeah, you go west, and then you can, like, Skyrim hop your horse up this mountain and sit on this tree limb. And he tries to get to you, but what the game does is if it thinks you're falling for more than, like, 10 or 15 seconds, it's like, well, this person doesn't need to be alive anyway. Insta-death. And so you can just instantly kill the boss without taking damage or hitting him with a sword. And then you get an instant 72,000 experience.
You know, this reminds me of, it reminds me of Destiny, like the cheesing the raids and shit.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Oh, it's
like
so cheesy.
The Crota raid, Crota's End. And at the end of it, people would be like, one of the easiest cheeses in that raid was somebody would DC real quick.
Oh, yeah, the fucking DC cheat.
Oh, this is great. The boss would just be like, mid sword trick, he would just freeze, and then you'd all just run up and just murder the fuck out.
Oh, so only one person, like,
and then they plug their shit back in.
Oh, is it like the person with aggro or something? Just DC.
Not even. Just,
oh, really?
A single during the sword swipe phase when you drop his armor and he's attackable. You had to do like
somebody would DC real quick. They just fucking power off, power on, or fucking kill him.
Unplug, unplug, yeah.
And it's it would reconnect just like, the player.
And you'd be like, kill him. He's like, ah!
Everyone. Normally you only have a couple seconds to damage him, but this would extend the damage phase indefinitely.
Oh god, he just stays there.
Yes,
that's dude, that's awesome.
Cheesing video game bosses has been like,
oh,
a thing forever, and it is amazing.
I tried, man. All the old, if you look at the old games we used to play and you watch speedruns, you get to see the cheese factors on how they used to do that old shit. The dragon on the bridge, have you fought him yet?
I haven't fought him yet. I know you're talking about
that motherfucker. Yeah, this is Elden Ring. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize if you hit his hind leg, if you jump and hit his hind leg, it does a continuous, it thinks you're still in the air, but you're doing that jump attack with the greatsword, which is one of the strongest attacks. So my guy was just floating. He was like, dot, 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 dot. I was like, you just watched a boss of damage go, chung, 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 chung.
I watched the meme about this where the dude was just like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just shaking his sword on, like, the boss after attacking.
I was looking at stream. I was like, I don't know what I just did, but I'm not mad about it.
I'm a god.
It's just,
have you seen how the speedrunners are getting across the maps now?
How?
They stand in a certain spot and they pull their guard up and it just, it just throws them across the entire map. And they found like 10.
How do you find this shit?
They found 10, like 10 different places to go from one side of the map to the other to beat the game. Cause it just came out today. A guy beat the game in 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Like the area when you first walk out of the doors and the big golden knights in front of you and the guy with the white mask is
The guy that you're not supposed to attack that I attacked just, immediately.
You just walk to a little rock to the right and put your guard up a couple times. And it's like, phew. And it just throws you across the map. It makes no sense.
Do you think that spot's in there on purpose? Like, they left that in there so speedrunners can do crazy shit?
Like, there's a couple of spots like that.
That's fucking insane, man.
I never... Yeah, and these dudes, have you watched speedrunners on how they try to break it down? No. Like, they just go test that shit. Like, when new thing... So I guarantee once that found out, people are just walking around the entire fucking map.
Every inch of a map.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's what one of my favorite, the Mario 64 speedrun challenge. I don't know if someone collected the prize. They raised it up to like 20 or 50 grand. It was a stupid amount of money. Like, stupid amount of money. It was like 20, 50, 100 grand. If you can replicate this fucking thing, we will pay you this much because we don't know how it worked. Speedrunner is doing something, and he did a, you know, the backflip with Mario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was on that TikTok world. You play Mario 64, right?
I mean, not in
a long time ago.
Fucking, but you remember the TikTok level, maybe. The clock level, where it was everything's like super slow, and if you go in the hand at certain speeds, it goes faster or slows it down. It's one of the it's an iconic level. But what's fucking crazy, dude backflips and it glitches and he shoots up to the top and he's on the level, like he's on top.
Like
and
on the skybox?
Yeah, well he's progressed the game like a fuck ton. He was like, like, he's looking at stream, he's like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I don't know how to replicate this. And everyone in chat went fucking wild. So he's like, here is the exact button code, because they have button logs when they're doing speedruns.
Yeah.
To find that shit. Still, no one to date could replicate it. They, like, don't know what the fuck happened to make him do that. Because he was like, here, back channel, he's like, whoop. And he's just, Mario's like, woohoo. And he's standing, he's like.
Bro, I love watching speedrunners. I will never, ever in my life be able to do that, but. I have a friend, his name is Brightmares. He does like he does Souls game speedruns, like no hit runs and shit like that. And it's like, how the fuck do you just play this game and not get hit ever?
It's like Tweak. Did you know Tweak's really good at fucking Demon Souls games?
Oh, yeah. Tweak is very good at these games.
Tweak, bro, watch Tweak play. Tweak is a fucking monster. Like, he can speedrun Sekiro, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I watched him play Bloodborne for a while back. I
thought he was just a Tarky boy.
No, dude.
Souls games are like his jam.
Yeah, he's like ridiculously good. That was the first time I was like, yo, Tweak, you're really good at this game. He's like, yeah, this is what I'm good at. I was like, heh.
Yeah.
Like, Tarkov. Souls games. He's on another level. Like, he's okay at Tarkov. He's good.
He's not.
But he's a fucking monster. Fuck you, Tweak.
Piece of shit. Hurry up and move to Texas, pussy.
But, bro, yeah, watch him play a fucking Dark Souls game. I haven't watched him play Elden Rings. He's probably a monster at it already.
I assume, yeah.
I love it. It's just a fun fucking game.
Well,
yeah, I'm still having fun with it. Daddy doesn't like it.
What level are you?
60 something right now.
Jesus. Ooh, I'm 74 with 40 hours into it. I was like, oh my God, I haven't put this many hours into a game since.
Yeah, I've never put that many hours into a game. Definitely not like 8,000 or 10,000 in Tarkov.
No game ever.
What are you going to say?
Have you beat Radahn yet?
No, that's why you're like, I love you beat that boss and you haven't beat the witch, bitch. And that's like the third boss in the fucking order you're supposed to kill shit.
Go find another golden chicken wing if you're going to cheese it like I did.
A golden chicken? What's a golden chicken wing?
A golden chicken wing?
The golden claw that gives you double XP.
So not only did you cheese it, you got double XP.
No, I didn't use it for that. I used it to kill the dragon, the big dragon that lays there. I use the golden thing because you can go from level 0 or level 1 to level 35 instantly.
Yep.
If you use the golden claw and then you kill the big dragon that's just sleeping, you can find a spot on the big dragon where you just hit him a bunch of times.
Or you just spawn somebody. The only thing I know or care about Elden Ring is that Jessica Negri did the cosplay of the forearm bitch.
So good.
And I was just like, all I remember from that game. When I played that game, I was like, I don't know who this little forearm bitch is, but she's hot as fuck.
The witch.
Yeah, with her long spindly fingers. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that bitch is hot. And then Jessica did a cosplay of it, and I'm just like,
Jess has crushed that. I was like, oh, Jess, look. The forearms, because it's so good. Like,
I know. It looks
her
like
video,
it, like,
it was next to the arm standing, and then she raises the other two. I was like, God, you're so fucking talented at cosplay.
She had to put some money into that costume too, man. That thing was dope.
Oh, she drops money on cosplay.
I mean, it's her fucking jam, so.
Yeah.
Can we throw that up real quick?
Oh, yeah. Fucking put that up.
Jessica Negri's Elden Ring cosplay.
She does it. Oh, my God. And we got armor and stuff. How much do you want to talk about that?
Can we talk about that at all?
I don't want to say the concept. That's going to be a big surprise.
We got armor and stuff. Can we talk about armor?
Don't say what we're doing.
Okay, so
it's a new series on my second channel called Dungeons and Donuts.
Yep. So think of Corn Hub. It's like armored Corn Hub.
Can I say porn yet? It's late. We're like an hour in. I'm allowed to say porn.
Yeah, we went out the other day and got the props for the first episode of it because it's going
to
be.
We basically pretended
series.
We're going to a Ren Fair. That's what we did. Yeah. We got Ren Fair shit.
We went to the biggest cosplay store I've ever seen in my life.
Nightwatch and Sanctuary here in San Antonio.
Nightwatch.
Big shout out to them.
I dropped like $3,000 on getting us full suits of armor and like a bunch of other stuff for the production. It's going to be fun.
I mean, for you guys have like light breathing stuff.
That's true. Batty's a mage. I'm a dungeon master. Heather's an archer. Clean is a rogue.
I'm a tank.
He's a tank. Yeah. Caleb Francis is a Viking, so he doesn't have to wear plate armor. But Eli's going to be the warrior.
I like we looked out at this entire fucking group and we're like, Eli, you.
He's going to have the tiniest little knight. We have our little shovel knight.
You're the tank, Eli. Caleb. No, not you, Caleb. Batty, no.
Well, I mean, technically, Caleb is the tank. The berserker is kind of the tank. He can just take the damage. You're a fighter or a knight.
He's got the Viking tattoos, you know? Yeah. He's a big Viking with a beard.
I want to be like warrior, Jorge, dude. The yard caregiver.
We'll work that into the second episode. Like, you're in a sombrero.
Yeah.
In a fucking poncho. Yeah.
And my weed whacker is whacker is my weapon. Weed whacker plus +8.
Okay. I'm just glad you're having to sweat your balls off. When, 100%. When we were walking around this shop, I was like, hey, Eli, wear this one. Eli, try this suit of armor. You're like, man, that looks hot. I'm like, I know. Don't it make him wear the hottest things he can.
I will say, LARPers do wear a lot of XL stuff and XXL stuff. I was like, none of this is going to fit me.
There was none of that shit for the wizard stuff, though. Bro, there was a double XL shirt. Everything else was mediums or smalls. All the like good cloaks and robes.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be a wizard.
Yeah, duh.
No small people want to be wizards.
Why not?
I don't know. Ask small people.
Fair enough.
We figure something out.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I literally just dressed up the other day in my house just to walk around because I'm such a fucking nerd. I was like, I just want to go to a Ren fair and I want to wear this right
now. What's it like to masturbate in this?
It's not bad. You don't have to wear pants.
Nice.
Flip up. So you
could do it while we're filming. It's going to be it's going to be a big production. It's like the first episode I'm putting, our sponsor's putting like $30,000 into it for just the first episode.
I'm so excited.
It'll be good.
My channel name is Operation Donut, by the way.
I'll have it linked down below on our channel thing. I always put your channels down there, so it'll be there.
I'm actually super stoked for that whole concept.
It'll be fun. The second channel's about to be big.
We'll get that fucking going. We have some skits we're actually going to use for that just because we have Elden Rings have all the fucking...
And everyone's going to be together.
Yeah.
We can make so much content just off of...
Honestly, just us dressed up like that. Yeah. Come on. Like,
yeah. They're probably wondering why we're not wearing it right now. What are you looking at?
I just remembered I have the Lich King sword over there and I just want a picture of you in the armor with the Lich King sword.
You have a sword, right?
My gut sword's going to be on its
way. I said, you have a gut sword. I have an actual knight sword. I have the Lich King sword. I have an axe. I have all sorts of swords and shit. So, plus, they're the two actual Dritz swords over there as well. If you want to fuck with those, like,
I need a fucking huge sword or a shield and a sword. I feel like
I don't
in
have
that armor.
Go grab you a shield from the store. They're heavy.
Ooh, I know. I can order one.
You need a shield, man. If you're going to be a knight, you need a sword and board. Yeah. Like, I have a knight sword, like an actual like Lord of the Rings style, looks like fucking Anduil or something like that, like a knight sword. So I still have a shield. I just realized I don't have any shields.
I used to have a fucking, I don't know what happened to my Link shield.
Oh, that would be funny. Shield.
I had both and a costume. I don't even know where that went. I had a Batman outfit too. I don't know where that is.
Why don't you know where any of your shit is?
Why do you think I bought those fucking Apple tags for my wallet? Eli's not exactly the most. I'll just go home and be like, okay, I know there was something in this house somewhere, like my 300 blackout ammo. I have a lot. Not sure where.
Did you lose your 300 blackout ammo?
Bro, I've looked, not deep dive, but I know there's at least 1,000 rounds somewhere in my household. It's just findings.
Oh my God, Eli. You're such a fuck.
Oh no.
Find stuff after the fact. I'm like, oh man, this is great. I forgot about this gaming PC I had.
The war breaks out. Eli's like, where's my ammo?
Oh my God. Bryden's younger brother. I forgot I had you. Where have you been all this time?
He's in the safe. He's on the floor of the safe.
You're autistic too? That's crazy.
Right? I know what your blackout is. You've had it all along, Bryden.
I am unbelievably excited for this. This is going to be super, super cool, Donna.
That's going to be fun.
Do all the skits and everything. I'm more.
I have the knight helmet too. I forgot about that.
You got a lot of props.
I
wear that one over
the crown? That's a really fun night. I've worn that one. I have a full knight's costume with that one, yeah.
I can wear that one.
Sure, go for it.
The crown one's cool. I just feel like, I don't know.
A bitch
with a crown on? The chain, oh my God, it's so
I'm
heavy.
Just glad that you're wearing the Dungeon Master.
Yeah, everyone's going to look legit. I'm wearing a Dungeon Master robe.
Like,
dude, I'm just excited for you to
ride red fucking $20
from Halloween
costume.
Town or whatever.
We spent like $500 on each of your costumes.
I'm just excited for the Hulk Hogan haircut you're getting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shave.
The skullet?
Yeah.
One way. Was it the skullet or the cul-de-sac? One way in, no way out.
Oh,
If you think about it, you drive in, you turn around, you come back out.
Guys, look up like Dungeon Master right here.
The original D&D cartoon, the Dungeon Master.
That's
is
a cul-de-sac.
Dude, that art. Who did that artwork?
Yeah, holy shit.
I'm not sure. I asked my production company to do it, and they sent it to someone, and they got it to me within a couple days.
Some Conan the Barbarian shit. That looks good.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this is actually fucking dope. That's actually shirt merch, probably.
Yeah, and it looks like us too.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know who each person is. I was like,
it was crazy that we got Sasha Grey to be on it too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, Sasha Grey is going to be the archer. Fuck, like, I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of you this episode. Throw that up right here.
Look, Sasha do Gray, it. It's for right being there. Sick right now.
Them Sasha Grey boobies.
I love boobies.
Just boobs.
Well, I told him, I was like, make the boobs prominent.
You're a man of business, I see.
Nice.
Like, this is how we sell.
Can we go to a Ren Faire dressed up? San Antonio has a massive, like, Ren Faire.
Yeah, we've got the shit now. let's fucking do it.
God, we're going to be called
the Offenders.
Posers. And that.
I know people are going to critique, like, where we have our sword or laced up, where we have things like fucking tightened up.
Did you not even have your squire put on that armor, Cuevas? First off, my name's Cuevas, and I'm here. Mexicans didn't exist during the medieval time period, I don't think.
They had like the conquistadors.
Those are Spaniards.
From Spain. I know from Spain, but they were fucking up.
Yeah, the U.S. So they would Central America.
They would have had to go down to Mexico a little bit.
You were
bit.
Wearing feathers and shit, right?
So there were a type of knights.
Aztec probably. Went there. They had guns at this period.
Oh, yeah, they fucked all the Aztecs up.
Yeah, that was called Mayans, graping and pillaging.
Well, let's just you.
But that was when? That was the 14, 1500s?
That wasn't real.
And then what? They took those Mexicans and like, hey, Jose, come here. Wear some
come
knight armor.
Lawn, yeah. Like, what?
You have the build of a knight. You're 5'2".
Here, wear this child's armor.
Look back at those people like, you can build shit. Okay, we're going to build a Home Depot. This is how you get jobs. Oh, hang out in front of it.
Oh, in your shitty suits of armor.
It's so... Jesus, fuck, dude.
I picture it's from a fucking Home Depot and this Mexican knight's hanging out waiting for jobs. A carriage pulls up. They're like, three.
Oh, you
see?
See? It's not like fucking... it's not like roofing, drywall. Drywall? Roofing? It's just like murder.
Murder?
Grape?
Yeah, grape.
Murder?
Four grapers. See? They hop in the back. It's still a pickup truck. It's a horse and carriage pickup truck.
T-shirt, dude.
Just rides off. The other Mexicans like, hey. Oh, well. We wait.
Next time.
Next time. They're taking naps. All the knights still have fucking...
There's sombreros on the helmet.
Steel sombreros. It's just giant steel sombreros. He's hot outside.
Chainmail poncho.
And that's how history happens.
I hate it so much.
I want somebody to recreate this in art.
Oh, jeebus.
No.
It's so fucking good. Okay, Batty, you ready?
Close this out. What we're doing next week? Not next week, the week after, real quick.
Oh, yeah, 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 we're all going. You're going to go too, right?
Dude, you were so close, Cody. Come on.
It hurts.
Commit.
It hurts.
Hurt yourself.
For your pleasure.
We are. Dumpy, what are you doing?
What is that? Is she trying to poop?
Go poop, Dumpy.
Hey, Dumpy. Fuck off.
Yeah, do I got the passes?
I text
don't worry about it. We'll get passes. Yeah. That'll be fine. So we're all going to PAX East, right? 100%? Like, I'm going.
80% right now.
Cody's
80%. Yeah. We're
so
putting in the 90.
All of Unsubscribe will be at PAX East in Boston.
Come hang out.
At the end of the month. It's like, I love Boston. I've been to PAX East so many times. Boston is
Leon's
my town.
Gonna be... Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Leon's there.
Yeah, not, yeah.
It's, I believe, the 21st through like the 24th. I think that's the PAX dates. So if you're in the Boston area and going to PAX East, be on the lookout for a bunch of cunts.
Huh?
We could do something like a bar drink or something.
I mean, there will be many of bar drinks. Yeah. I could be doing a pub crawl for like 3 days. Bro, I go hard at PAX East. Like, you thought I went hard in Vegas? Boston's rough for me.
Boston has some of the best hot pot I've ever had in their Chinatown.
Oh, so, Chinatown and Boston's fucking awesome, man.
We gotta go, dude, we gotta go to Chinatown to eat a bunch of food.
Yeah, oh, I like
Beantown
this.
Beantown Pub's fucking amazing. There's a place called Lucky's, which is an underground pub.
EK Flute's doing that giveaway.
Yep.
They're, what is it?
I don't know.
They're giving a computer away, which we're going to plug now, so I can
Are
tell.
Are we? Are you sure you want to do that right now?
Yeah, man, because I can do this real quick, because Hendo was like, yo, man, we're giving a gaming PC away. I'll send you the graphics. And I said, bro, I don't need graphics. I'll make my own video. Have it. We're doing a big ass PAX giveaway. So EK Fluid is giving away one of their like $4,000 to $8,000 PCs.
It's one of their conquests, I believe.
Which
one
is their monster big, ones. Big, yeah, oh, it's so it's like,
it's, the, like yeah. It's like a $5,000 PC, like minimum.
3090, all the bells and whistles. So that's at EKWB.com. PAX East 22 hashtag giveaway. I'll send that to Flux so he can fucking...
It'll be on the screen.
Yeah, it'll be on the screen.
Or and it'll be in the description of the YouTube video. If you're listening, go to our YouTube channel. You can check it out there. Yeah, go, words are hard for us.
Give it love. Give it fucking
Flux,
massage.
Read it out.
Give it Do massages. Some work. Go give them love. Cody's going to be there. Batty's going
to
be there.
We'll
I'm going
to
be
do
there.
A podcast there. Maybe. I don't know.
We said that during fucking...
We did one. We did one.
We're like, bro, we have so many lined up in Vegas. And then booze happened.
Yeah.
A lot of booze. You got an IV.
I got an IV on the podcast.
I know you feel refreshed during it.
Oh, that dude, was IVs my one so of my good. Favorite episodes we ever did, just because like watching you go from death's door, like all of us were fucked. And you just were like, by the end of it, you're like chipper and happy and all, like the best day of your life. And me and you are just like,
dude, IVs are awesome.
I love it. Booyah! And that, Batty's gonna close it out after this. If you hit, make sure you push one in chat if you ate poop. Go for it, Batty.
But they all said they're gonna do the. That's rude. Thank you for watching the Unsubscribe Podcast. I just lost all my momentum because Eli's a giant pile of shit. Of course, I'm joined today by Eli Doubletap, my best friend in the entire world, and somebody who's so much better than Eli in every way, donut operator. And I'm Batty Streams. And this is my last podcast. I hate everything. Bye. Hey. What kind of fucking shit did you take to that bathroom?
It was a good shit.
Whoa! I just walked to my living room, bro.
It was a poop.
Yeah,
it was a brewing. That's one poop. When I like farted on the drive home. I was like, I need a poop.
Bro, my living room stank.